Welcome to the Willie Jackerson Experiment. I'm your host, the one, the only, Willie Jackerson. All right, so I have a really awesome show for you today. This comes from the heart this week. It's kind of weird. So on Monday, I actually got selected for a jury trial. And it was weird to me just because of the amount of people that were selected. This was like a whole entire courtroom packed full of people to get like a fair and impartial jury. So I was really happy going through the process. It kind of, you know, every time somebody gets that jury summons in the mail, they're kind of freaked out. They're like, oh man, it's going to take a lot of my time. But I wasn't really upset, you know, when it happened. I was just kind of like, ah, man, something I have to do, especially since I called in. They said I have to report, and I'm just like, ah, man, here we go. But just listening to the judge say that it's kind of our part of our constitutional duty as part of being U.S. citizens, it kind of eased my pain a little bit, you know, just kind of like, you know what, it's my duty, it's the least I can do for living in a free country. And I was really happy to kind of be part of the process. So my next episode, after, you know, not this episode, but my next one, the trial should be over and I should be able to go through it and go over kind of what happened and how everyone ruled and everything like that. I didn't want to, you know, spoil the case or anything by putting out an episode this week, but I would have potentially been juror number 5. So it was kind of tough when the judge was like, this case could go for, you know, 7 to 10 days. I was like, wow. I mean, not necessarily that's a long time, but it's just literally you kind of have to change your whole everything what you're doing, you know. And it's, to me, it's kind of a weird thing, you know, to just kind of step outside your daily routine and just go on this, you know, 10-day excursion of, you know, going through evidence, all that kind of stuff. So it would have been a little different kind of thing. I mean, luckily I'm on kind of a important project that I'm working on, and there's just no way that my team could have handled me being out for 7 to 10 days. And like I say, it's really hard when, you know, you just have like so many people that are trying to, you know, get this job done. And it's just, yeah, it's one of those things. I just wanted to do my part for the country. That's what I wanted to do. And it was just turned out, it's at a time when just really wouldn't have worked out too well. But anyway, so that'll be my episode next week. And I really appreciate everyone joining every week. This week, I decided to do Secrets of Area 51. I haven't really looked into this too much. I know some of the stuff about Bob Lazar and some of the weird anomalies with Bob Lazar and stuff like that. So I'm going to kind of look into that this week and kind of see what I can come up with for some Area 51 metal. I haven't really looked out there for any. Just a big shout out to the Sunday Now Army. Go check out Jacob. And then Buzz in the Tower, B-U-Z-Z-I-N, the Tower. And the whole thing is like Max and Bo, they're really have a lot of chemistry and their podcast sounds awesome. So I'm always looking for different podcasts to listen to. Sunday Night Army, he does kind of obscure up and coming artists, interviews them and then plays their song, which I think is really awesome. And then Buzz in the Tower with Max and Bo, they do 80s movies. The last one I was listening to was Tommy Boy. So it's pretty awesome the way they do it. And there's a lot of stuff that Buzz in the Tower brings up that I never would have even thought of. Like, they bring up, like, oh, well, Siskel and Ebert say it was the worst movie ever. Like, I never would have thought that, you know. And then they bring up kind of the Saturday Night Live connection, Saturday Night Live movie, I would have probably said, yeah, probably was, you know, but not realizing that a Saturday Night Live movie is basically based on a Saturday Night Live skit, kind of like Night at the Roxbury. So that kind of opened my eyes a little bit, and it's really awesome to, you know, come through every week, do these. I love doing the Metal Trump from a channel called Lars Run Retriever on YouTube. So get out there and check out Lars Run Retriever. And there's like so many cool things that I've come across in this last 3 years. I'm actually just like a couple weeks away from my 3 year anniversary. So get out there and check out all the different channels and content creators that I put up, as well as check out the Willie's Mile High Metal playlist on Spotify, and just check out all this cool stuff that we have going. I really appreciate everyone joining. I really appreciate 5-star reviews. It blows me away that I can put these together every week. So I really appreciate everyone. And always remember, make every day an easy day. Peace.
The actions of the Trump presidency revealed the dishonorable fact of the president's betrayal of his oath of office, betrayal of our national security, and betrayal of the integrity of our elections. Therefore, today, I'm announcing the House of Representatives moving forward with an official impeachment inquiry.
Technology. The battle's unfair.
You pull the hammer without a care.
Squeeze the trigger.
That makes you them.
Psycho.
Pelosi.
The hunt is cash.
Witch hunt is canned.
All are gone. All but one.
No contest.
Nowhere to run.
No more left. Only one.
This is it. This is the countdown to the impeachment. Go.
We want to make America metal again. That's what we're doing. I wish the cameras. Will you please show these people? I go home, you know, you hear it. You hear it. You can hear how many people, but they never show it.
Cut!
September 20th, 2019, the day that the people of Earth discover that the US government has been hiding the presence of extraterrestrials from the public. Our millennia of intergalactic solitude has finally come to an end, and the greatest question ever asked by science has at last been answered. Are we alone? For decades, the people of Earth have been visited by aliens from another planet, who have worked in secret cooperation with the United States government. These aliens have crossed the vast distances of intergalactic space with mind-bending technologies in order to mutilate cows, show up as blurry blobs in videos, and conduct experiments on abductees, involving probes in very uncomfortable places. The truth is no longer out there. It's finally here, or in the open. Or perhaps September 20th, 2019 will merely be the day that many hundreds of misled people get arrested for trespassing by the US government, earning hefty fines, long sentences in a federal prison, and ending up with experiments involving probes in very uncomfortable places of a totally different sort. Today we're going to look at the phenomenon that has swept the internet, the massive plan to raid Area 51 and plunder it of its alien secrets, and turn to a friend of the show and former security expert for the US military as he tells us why storming Area 51 is a terrible idea. On June 27th, a Facebook event hosted by three different Facebook accounts appeared publicly, entitled simply, Storm Area 51, They Can't Stop All of Us. The event would later be claimed by a Matty Roberts as having been started in jest, but the joke very quickly caught on and went global. As of this writing, 1.7 million people have signed on to the event, and another 1.3 million are interested. The official date is set for September 20th, 2019, for the hours between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. While Roberts has come forward and explained that it was a joke, he did so only after the event skyrocketed in popularity and out of fear that should something really happen, that the US government would be looking for him for being the ringleader. He wanted to publicly declare that the event was a joke, and he was in no way serious about storming Area 51. Whether he was serious or not is likely not to matter come September 20th, with the event gaining popularity around the world. While most people signed on to the event as a satirical joke, it's clear from the Facebook page for the event that there are plenty of people who see the opportunity to rush the secretive restricted area en masse as a way to at last plunder its secrets. The rallying cry of, "They can't stop us all," has made many people take the event seriously, and it's now feared that on September 20th a large group of people will make a serious attempt to enter the secretive base. Recently, the US Air Force sent out a message addressing the online joke, warning that any attempts to illegally access the area is highly discouraged. So, could enough people breach the secret base's defenses? What would happen if they did? And why all the hoopla over Area 51, anyways? Area 51 is situated in a remote corner of the Nevada Test and Training Range at Groom Lake, which is a large expanse of desert where US pilots hone their abilities dropping live and dummy ordnance on ground targets. It was so remote, in fact, that it quickly became the premier destination for developing new and advanced planes for the CIA and the US Air Force. It was, for instance, where the infamous U-2 spy plane was originally developed, a technological marvel of its time which flew so high that it was for years out of reach of Soviet fighters and missiles. The facility was also the home of the infamous Skunk Works, a group of engineers who developed some of the world's most advanced airplanes, and from which the likes of the SR-71 and the F-117 came from. Any other information, to include if the legendary Skunk Works still operates from the site, is difficult to verify, as the entire facility remains a highly classified secret, and the US government barely even acknowledges its presence. Satellite imagery of the site, though, shows that indeed several buildings and flight lines have been constructed, and curiously enough, a flight line long enough to land even the biggest aircraft developed anywhere in the world is clearly visible. Others claim that you can see in some satellite images how the flight lines lead to underground bunkers, though the veracity of those claims is dubious at best. If alien life was visiting planet Earth and the United States government had in fact gotten its hands on some of that alien tech, or was cooperating with aliens, it seems that Area 51 would be the ideal place for such activity. The site is notoriously remote and difficult to get to, miles away from any road and difficult to spy on due to the mountains that border it. But could you penetrate it, and if you did, what would happen? Our expert warns us immediately that any attempt to penetrate a restricted military facility comes with serious consequences. This isn't Stranger Things, this is real life, and trying to get into a restricted area can land you with serious jail time, huge fines, or worse. Trespassing on a restricted military facility can carry a penalty of up to 10 years in federal prison and is often accompanied by a fine of tens of thousands of dollars, which you will be obligated to pay before or after your prison sentence. Naturally, though, the condition of your trespass is often taken into consideration, with our expert telling us that if it's clear you were inadvertently trespassing, then you would likely simply be apprehended, searched, debriefed, and then driven back to a point outside of the facility and be freed to go. If, however, your trespass was purposeful, you might get the book thrown at you, specifically if it seemed like your trespass was malicious in nature, as in you were actively trying to steal government materials or secrets. Different restricted areas have different levels of secrecy, however, and some places, termed Black World facilities, are so secretive that your trespass and ensuing trial are all kept under the strictest of measures of secrecy, with no details of your trial becoming public knowledge. No, you're not tried by some secretive shadow court and condemned to the dark side of the moon, but rather your trial and everyone involved, including your lawyer and any witnesses, are all forced to sign extremely harsh confidentiality agreements with very, very strict penalties for breaking them. That is, of course, if you are arrested, because our expert tells us that there is one more option for dealing with trespassers, and that's to simply shoot them. No, this isn't Soviet Russia, where you can get shot for just hopping a fence to a military base, but our expert warns us that there are concentric rings of security around restricted facilities, and if you penetrate deep enough through those rings of security, you eventually hit one ring where deadly force is authorized, no questions asked. Of course, these areas are always very clearly marked by signs, which state as much, so there's no chance you would wander into an area where you could just get shot for being there with no authorization. You would have to make the choice to continue pushing forward, despite the risks. The reason why these harsh measures exist is simple. Some secrets are so vital to national security that the government cannot risk their being discovered by foreign governments. Take, for instance, the Manhattan Project. If knowledge of how to build a working nuclear weapon was discovered by the Germans, the entire course of the war may have taken a radically different route. If you manage to penetrate the outer layers of security and get to those shoot first, ask questions later areas, then it means that you're there on a mission and you're likely seeking to cause great harm to the US. So what would happen if you joined 1.7 million people in rushing Area 51? Would you get to see dim aliens? First, our expert tells us that you would run into a sign warning you that you're entering into a restricted area, and typically warning you of the penalties for doing so. Most secretive government facilities aren't behind huge fences, as that would be far too obvious a giveaway, but rather they rely on extreme remoteness and large tracts of empty land to discourage anyone getting too close. Throughout this seemingly empty landscape are security patrols dispersed throughout the first two outer rings of security, and even if you don't see them, odds are that they see you. Armed with high-powered visual aids, night vision, and thermal imagers, these security personnel are vectored in on trespassers by sensors hidden under the ground, pressure sensors buried under avenues of approach, and seismic sensors throughout the entire outer perimeter give alarm operators perfect situational awareness of the miles of empty landscape surrounding the secret facility. And typically a host of hidden high-power cameras allow them to spy on any portion of their perimeter. If trespassers are detected, they're typically allowed to wander through the first outer perimeter of security without being intercepted. That's because these areas are so large and remote that people wander in and out by accident all the time, and the security personnel at the facility prefer that you never even find out you had inadvertently strolled into somewhere you weren't supposed to. The entire time you're in the first ring of security, though, you will be closely monitored from afar, sometimes even by air through drones, and likely not have a clue that you're being spied on. If, however, you continue forward, you'll reach the second outer ring of security, much smaller than the first outer ring. The second ring is continuously patrolled by security personnel on foot or in vehicles, and penetrating it will result in a security patrol being immediately dispatched to apprehend you. Our expert tells us that you likely won't get too far through this second ring of security, as you'll have been carefully observed the entire time you approached it through the first ring. A patrol will move to your position and apprehend you, search you and your vehicles, and typically debrief you or just move you straight back to the outermost perimeter and warn you not to return. Should you somehow evade detection or capture, though, you'll reach the inner ring of security, or at least the inner ring of the outer security zone, because there remains one more inner ring that's within the facility buildings itself. Here, movement of personnel is highly restricted, even amongst the personnel who work at the facility. And even though you may have the clearance to work at one part of the facility, you may not have been cleared for any other part of the same facility. In this inner ring, though, even the base staff have to be on high alert against straying where they don't belong. For you, a complete outsider who doesn't belong at all, straying into this area could be deadly. It's here that signs warning the use of deadly force are placed, and while it can be up to the discretion of the security commander or even the individual patrol that discovers you, you really don't want to press your luck. Remember, only really bad guys would be interested in getting this close to a secret facility, so any responding security personnel are going to assume that you're out to cause some serious harm to the US. We cannot stress enough how dangerous it would be to penetrate this area. These are all, of course, the outer layers of security, and inside each facility, our expert tells us that even more stringent security measures exist, with even greater repercussions for violating them. He would not elaborate on inner security measures, but did tell us that many times the guards restricting access to the facility might themselves not have a high enough clearance to be inside the facility itself. That's how seriously classified some facilities are, and an entirely different team of guards with an even higher security clearance may be assigned to work the actual insides of the facility. Though our expert would not comment much on the inner workings of restricted facilities, he did leave us with this story. I was assigned to a facility with two outer doors, each with a more stringent set of security measures to verify your identity before you could pass. The outer door was open to the outside world, and the second door, where I was located, was inside a small room connected to that first outer door. There was a scanner machine that worked automatically, and my job was twofold: ensure nobody trying to access the facility messed with the machine, as it verified their identity and credentials, and if the machine ever set off an alarm, I was to immediately terminate the individual attempting entry. Once the machine granted entry, I was not allowed to look inside the open door, and had to stand with my back to whatever the door opened up into. After speaking with our expert, it's clear that storming Area 51 would be a terrible idea. While group posts claim that they can't stop all of us, our expert warns that yes, they very much have the means and firepower to stop even a major incursion event, and that if whatever is inside Area 51 is of vital national security importance, then they will do just that. He warns us that the most sensitive of these facilities were designed to stop a full-scale military assault. Also, though he would not go into specifics, our expert told us that in all likelihood, even if you managed to defeat the outer security, you would simply be never able to access the actual facilities themselves, as part of their security measures include the ability to completely lock out the outside world. After watching this video, do you think you would try storming Area 51 or not? Think the US is really hiding aliens? Also, check out our other video, What Happens at Area 51. See you next time.
Like, why do you want to live? What's the point? What's the point? What's the point? What's the point?
Thy legion of faithful weebs, for how long have we been deceived? The holy grail for all mankind, behind their veil to be lost to time. When Bob Lazar went on the Joe Rogan podcast, he was unaware of what he had unleashed. He revealed the truth of the Catus Quelle.
So my friends, the time has come to go fuck Area 51. The government thinks I've already won. They don't know. We've got the Naruto run. Every girl thinks you're a fucking wuss. Prove them wrong, get some cat girl puss. Elon says every left is push. Your life ain't worth more than every tush. You know it's your destiny. So get the fuck out there and get some anime pussy. Storm the gates!
Follow the cat girls!
The over a million weebs! And we've got K.O.L.V.!
Storm
the gates!
Follow the cat girls!
Elon Musk will be there! So you know the fight is there!
Even your mom thinks you're a fucking nerd! Go my wee friend and join the herd. You get cat's loose, you have my word. What do you mean? This fucking sounds absurd. Bang, bang, bang with the M240. So powerful it splits his body. The military can't stop the horny nerds. No anime girls, no glass.
Sat down, I think, and talked to everybody. Why are you here? It all has to do with the superstition of something out there,
something greater,
which is the truth.
Yeah,
the truth is out there.
It is.
Plus, we actually met an alien.
We did.
He's hiding in the mine shaft right now.
Holy sh!
You can see people coming down the road here, hoping to see the aliens.
When a Facebook event planning a raid on Area 51 went viral, it wasn't clear how many people were joking and how many would actually show up at the secretive military base in search of aliens.
Okay, do you want this in the background?
Dude, Washington
like
Post interviewing
us. Yeah, sure.
Like,
yeah.
Do it. Little aliens.
Oh, I wouldn't move that.
No, you can't move it.
Yeah.
Put it back.
100%.
There we go.
I'm like 100% confident that I paid to be here.
So you think everyone here is here ironically?
Yeah, this is a meme. This is like
I think 99% of people are here.
99? I've talked to a lot of people, and so far people here have some like genuine interest in aliens and a belief. Yeah.
At least 2,000 people came to a festival in Rachel, Nevada, located near the gates leading to Area 51.
Yeah, we could only get so much time off of work. We decided that consequences don't exist.
Yeah.
So we might as well come here and have a good time while we're young.
What actually happens when a joke on the internet crosses over into real life?
What are you here to do?
Free the aliens.
I had to see for myself.
I'm following this pair who I met, who are incredibly charming, this pair of women, one of whom turns 53 today and has bright blue-green hair. She told me a story of how she had had a close encounter with a UFO in 1984. As a young woman, as a teenager.
Happy birthday, Karen.
Yeah, thank you.
Love your food up here.
We pulled over the car, opened the door, I got out. I walked right up to it and just stood and watched it. It's all the lights, just like I said, when I called the we called the sheriff's department after the whole thing, and they said they had hundreds of calls that night. They were not shocked. When I got home, my parents are sitting there. I'm 18 years old, 17. I walked in, I said, you're not gonna believe this. And he said, what? I said, you ready? We just saw, very apprehensive, a UFO. And my mom immediately laughed, and my dad looked at me pretty serious and said, I believe you. I don't even want to make people believe if they don't. You don't believe there's other life somewhere else, this is it. That's fine, that's your own, you know? I'm open.
The raid was originally planned on Facebook to take place between 3 and 6 a.m. on September 20th. Karen and her best friend Marge invited me to come with them to the so-called front gate that dawn.
All right. Okay. It is, it's 4:30. Well, that's halfway between 3 and 6 when the raid is originally supposed to happen on Facebook. And I am driving out to the front gate to not trespass, but rather to see if anyone else has.
Oh, they're there.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going down. We're going down to Area 51 from Wisconsin. Woo!
I got myself.
See them aliens.
Oh, no.
They can't stop us all. And we're the only all out of all that Facebook stuff? Are you kidding?
Oh, six.
I said maybe we should try the other gate, but it's almost six.
I know.
While things at the front gate were peaceful, the scene at the back gate was another story.
Everyone! We're not here for photos! We're here to rescue the aliens!
Rescue!
You think they can hear you?
Yeah, let's see them aliens! We know what you're hiding! Come on, bring them out!
As morning arrived, despite the lack of a raid, a UFO sighting, or any signs of alien life, Karen had gotten what she came for.
Are you glad you came down?
I'm so glad I came. This experience, I wouldn't give it up for the world. This is awesome. Area 51, this is a bucket list place. You have to come.
Alien life, woo! Alien life!
Everybody, if you're new to the channel, consider subscribing. I pull these shenanigans every week and we can all storm Area 51 together. Last week I just ended my video game cover series titled Intensity. If you want to see all 10 songs that were there, just head over to this playlist. Next week we're starting something brand new. All the music is pretty much done and recorded. I've already started creating the next set of masks for it too. It's going to be very nostalgic but also a lot of fun. Come join me, I'll see you then.